at your mouth.
Well, you have a French harp and a juice harp. And those are the only ones I know. We country boys, that's all we had back in those days. Juice harp and a French harp. Like that, and the other one across this way.
All right. Now, what do you pound nails with?
Hammer? You talking about a hammer?
And yeah. What do you say if you drop the hammer on your finger, on your hand?
Damn it. Ouch.
Okay, that's right. Okay, if you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Why, that's your tongue.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And you tell me that you had horses that, you know, you had to pull a buggy. Before you hitch him up, what, you have to back him in between the what?
Shave.
Okay. All right. The steel outside a wagon wheel is called what?
The what?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Now,
steel outside a wagon wheel.
It's rim.
All right. Now, what about when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
The single tree or double tree.
Okay. Now then, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he was doing what?
I'd say he's hauling wood.
Okay.
If he had a wagon, yes, and that's what I'd say. I'd say he's hauling wood.
Okay. After you've plowed the ground, we were talking about the cotton a few minutes ago, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A harrow.
Okay. What kinds of different harrows do you have?
Well, you have Little Joe harrow, which is one of the straight teeth that don't have any spring. You have a spring tooth cultivator, and we have a weeder that just breaks it up really into fine particles. That's about all I know.
All right, what is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Well, onto the axles.
Okay.
And of course you have the hood.
All right, what do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
Well, we call it a chop block.
Okay. What do you call an A-shaped frame that you use to lay boards across, say, to make a table?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. We use those things to put the logs up when we're using a cut-off saw. I don't know what the devil we call them. I'm sorry, I just can't remember.
All right, let's see, what about, what do you put in a revolver?
Cartridges.
Cartridges, all right.
Ammunition, and see, we had some old cap and ball pistols that we used to load ourselves. We'd put in the powder, and then we'd put the ball in, we'd tamp it down, and then we'd put a cap back on the pistol. We had an old rifle when I was a boy. The rabbit got up out there, you'd aim, you have to fart him around, you pull the trigger, say pop, and then boom! Now you don't believe that, do you? But that happened. His cap would explode, and it takes some time to get down through this powder chamber to the load.
Yes, sir.
And that's right.
Okay, what is a plank laid over a trestle for children to play on? What is that called?
Seesaw.
All right. What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on?